Hi there, folks. Welcome to the program. This, of course, is Stinchfield, the podcast. It is so great to be along with you today. We have a very big show for you because I'm going to expose Joe Biden for what he really is, a total liar, using the news to exploit it for his own gain. Now, this is nothing new to most politicians, except for Joe Biden when it comes to exploiting the news. This is a daily occurrence. And what made me think about this is this capture of the ISIS terrorists, 8 of them that come across the southern border. One of them used the CBP app. We let them into the country. And now, thankfully, the FBI captures them. But what does Team Biden do? Instead of realizing he's got an open border that's being exploited by jihadists and sex traffickers and all of these things, Joe Biden and his team double down on the idea that the FBI is great. The FBI needs to be funded even more. Don't even consider talks about defunding the FBI, and his Justice Department is super because they captured these terrorists. That's not the story I want you to take away from this. The story I want you to take away from this is that jihadism is very real. They are on American soil, and they're not going away anytime soon. Also, when you look at this, the Russian situation. We just got word that Russia is having naval exercises in the Caribbean while this the submarine with hypersonic missiles heads to Cuba, what? Just off the coast of the United States. Now, what do you think that's about and that news is about? Certainly, we've got to be concerned about Russia. They're bad actors. But this is about Joe Biden telling us how bad Russia is and how Ukraine needs to beat back Russia. Ukraine, beat back Russia. You got the Gaza situation with the pier. I just saw a report for the photo op of building this pier, which has been a total debacle. We have American service members being fired upon, or the possibility of them being fired upon. And so we're putting American service members in danger for a photo op. What? So the Biden administration could say, hey, look at what we're doing and we're helping the citizens of Gaza. This is what we're up against with this administration. Everything's lies. Everything is a misdirection. Everything they do is designed to take your eye from here and move it over here so you don't focus on the bad and only focus on what they tell you is good, which isn't even legitimate. Hey, folks, let me tell you something. My show is sponsored today by Patriot Mobile. Love the guys over there. PatriotMobile.com/Grant. If you're with another cell phone company, I'm going to ask you why. Why would you be with anybody else that's funding all of these leftist causes, the big cell phone companies are? Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Super easy to make the switch. Go to PatriotMobile.com/Grant. PatriotMobile.com/Grant. 972-PATRIOT. Use the promo code Grant for free activation. 972-PATRIOT. And get on board with America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. 100% U.S.-based customer service. And you're making a statement. Don't give your money to these other cell phone companies. Do it. Listen to me today. Make that switch. PatriotMobile.com/Grant. 972-PATRIOT. Tell them Grant Stinchfield sent you. All right, let's get the show started.
Uncensored and unapologetic. This is Stinchfield. Here's your host, Grant Stinchfield.
All right, folks, welcome back to the program. So by now, you've probably heard the news about the 8 ISIS terrorists. One of them came across with the CBP app. This is how Lester Holt laid it out.
Back home now to the terror arrests across the country, we've learned several men with suspected ties to ISIS living in the U.S. have been taken into custody. Julia Ainsley is with us with more. Julia, what happened?
Lester, the 8 suspects are men from Tajikistan who were all arrested by ICE over the weekend in Philadelphia, Los Angeles, and New York. Sources familiar with the matter tell us the men crossed the southern border, some over a year ago, and that border agents found no evidence of terror ties at the time. A recent FBI probe then uncovered the 8.
Hold on. Let me stop this for a second. They found no evidence of terror at the time. Well, who was checking? They come across the border, they dump their passports, they tell you who they are. You don't even have really any ways of identifying these people because they give you fake names and then we're expected to believe them on the names that they provide. So this is why the whole thing is a sham. And the mainstream media falls right in line with it. Oh, Border Patrol did their job. They were let in. How nice is Joe Biden?
Men may have ties to ISIS, similar to a case we first reported here at NBC News last month. That one involved an Uzbek migrant in Baltimore with suspected ISIS ties. Tonight, the FBI and DHS say the suspects are now in ICE custody and warned that the U.S. is in a heightened threat environment for terrorism. Lester.
Well, Julia Ainslie.
They're coming through in record numbers. I've got the numbers here of how they're coming through. Let me pull it up here. Terror watch list encounters at the southern border. Fiscal year 17, 2. Fiscal year 18, 6. Fiscal year 19, 0. Fiscal year 20, 3. But then what happens? Joe Biden takes office, okay? So you got 2, 6, 0, and 3 for the 4 years of President Trump. Joe Biden takes office, encounters with potential jihadists. Fiscal year 21, 15, 22, 98, 23, 169, 24 year to date, 180. And we're not even halfway through the year yet. We got a couple more weeks to go before that happens. So you see this explosion. So what does Joe Biden want you to believe? Joe Biden wants you to believe that somehow the FBI is great, that they're catching these people under his watch, and he's trying not to let you know that they're the ones that let him in. Karine Jean-Pierre was on Air Force One as they're flying over for the G7 summit, which, by the way, Joe Biden says he's not going to be able to go to dinner tonight because he's going to be resting, which is really what's such a shame. And it's just a sign of what a feeble president we have. But this is Karine Jean-Pierre on Air Force One talking about the capture of these terrorists. And I want you to listen very carefully to what she pushes as the number one talking point compared to reality.
And we are also grateful for the law enforcement for their quick work on this to make sure that we keep Americans safe. This is another example of why we think some calls from Republicans to defund the FBI is a bad idea, is troublesome. And so we'll continue to call that out as well. But again, DHS DOJ put out a joint statement, so I would refer you to that. As it relates to the executive action the president did last week. Look, just to take a step back just for a second, like this is a president that has taken the issue of what we're seeing at the border, the immigration system being broken very seriously.
He's taking it seriously, all right. He's upended it to what, recruit Democrat voters to cause chaos and division to make sure that Democrats keep power in the United States. That's their goal anyway. And Karine Jean-Pierre, look, great shout out to law enforcement and the DOJ. The DOJ is doing a great job on all of this, hunting down these terrorists. Hunting down terrorists that were let in by Joe Biden. They wouldn't need to be hunted down if we had a secure border. But this is what you get, which is why I tell you, all of this stuff is phony baloney news. I really do believe that. Phony baloney news is what it is. Let me play. Let's see. Where did that go? Here. Let me play this clip for you. This is Mike Lee talking about the CBP One app and how it needs to be put to bed, finished, canceled, because we have so many people just signing up to come in, and we're letting people in with no vetting.
All you have to do is fill it out, put in whatever name, whatever biographical information you choose to. Then you can get into the country, just like this terrorist got into the country last year. This terrorist who's now been arrested. You know, what's really scary is that we don't know anything about the other hundreds of thousands of people who've gotten in using the CBP One app. This one in particular we know is a terrorist. How many other terrorists are there out there, Stuart, who got into the country the same way, using the app?
So you're aiming for security here, But what you would also do, you'd be to cut down on the number of people who'd just be flying around the country, the number of migrants flying all over the place. You want to cut that down and improve security. That's the basis of this.
Yes, that's the basis of it. What the Valid Act says is that you cannot use the CBP One mobile app either to enter the United States as a form of ID accepted by the Department of Homeland Security, or alternatively, to fly from one U.S. city to another. You know?
So what TSA is accepting the CBP One app as a form of identification. What a joke. You or me go to try to fly on a plane without any form of identification, we're dead in the water. But apparently if you're illegal and you sign up on a CBP One app and use a fake name and they let you in, you can do whatever you want with it. Folks, this is the Biden administration we live under. So you don't know what to believe. And so this idea of the ISIS arrests, these eight terrorists, Joe Biden has basically conditioned me into questioning everything our government does now. Is this just in an effort to show, oh, look at Joe Biden being strong on the border? Or is this legitimate? Then you've got the situation with the Russian Navy. Russian Navy now running exercises in the Caribbean. What are they doing there? Well, I don't like that they're there. I don't like that they're close, so close to U.S. soil. We're told that they have a new class of submarine with a hypersonic missile on it that is headed to Cuba. At one point, we thought one was 25 miles off the coast of the United States. So Joe Biden is sounding the alarm on the Russian Navy, but why? Do you think it's about your safety and security? No. It's about propping up Ukraine. You watch. Joe Biden will use this, exercises in the Caribbean and the submarine with the hypersonic missile near the United States to say, oh, look, we've got to help Ukraine beat Russia. Ukraine is not going to beat Russia. It's never going to happen. This war may go on and on and on. Ukraine's doing a better job than I ever thought they could. I'm surprised Russia hasn't run ramshot over them already. But Ukraine isn't going to beat back Russia and somehow debilitate it that it's not a threat on the world stage anymore. Not happening. But Joe Biden's going to use this situation with the Russian Navy to say, hey, you know what? We need more money for Ukraine. I would urge members of Congress to say no. Enough is enough on that. Can't do that. We're not going to do that. It's bogus. So that's just another example of that. I'll give you one more, the pier in Gaza. And I'll tell you about that in a second. But let me tell you first, folks, about my friends over at the Wellness Company. So as you can tell, I'm not feeling so great. I believe when I look in my mouth, I have strep throat. I love to self-diagnose myself, but really bad sore throat. I'm starting to get a little bit of a fever, and I've got those spots on my throat. So thankfully, because of the Wellness Company, I've got amoxicillin. I use their little pamphlet. The pamphlet says this is great for if you've got a bacterial infection, which is strep throat, and amoxicillin works great. So I'm taking amoxicillin. I just started today. Speed of delivery is the key. I've got all these antibiotics on hand because of the Wellness Company. So antibiotics, antiparasitics, including ivermectin, by the way. You get the emergency medical kit, you'll get ivermectin in there as well, which has been just a miracle drug. So how do you get with the Wellness Company? Just go to twc.health/grant. Use the promo code GRANT for 10% off. twc.health/grant. Use promo code GRANT for 10% off. And do like I did. Be prepared for whatever comes along, including strep throat, which is really, really stinks. I may do an abbreviated podcast because of it, because I'm having a hard time talking. All right. The other aspect that I want to tell you about is the situation with this makeshift pier in Gaza. So we've got literally our American members, service members overseas put in harm's way, the potential to be fired upon for a total debacle. This makeshift pier is failing. It floated away at one point. And why do we do it? Why do we put American service members at risk? Joe Biden's photo op. He wants the people of Gaza to see, oh, look at me, I'm helping you, I'm helping you. Here's our pier, which isn't going to do anything. The seas are going to get so rough here in the next couple of weeks, it's going to be useless. So Joe Biden uses the pier as a photo op. So let's just recap. You got the ISIS terrorists. He uses it to push the support for the FBI and the DOJ, which has been weaponized, we know. We got the naval warfare ships practicing in the Caribbean and moving a submarine with hypersonic missiles to Cuba, and he uses that to push the defense of Ukraine, not the defense of the United States, which makes no sense. And then, of course, the pier in Gaza, Joe Biden uses to show how much we all are trying to help the people of Gaza, which the people of Gaza, by the way, house Israeli and American hostages. They support Hamas 100%. Hamas happens to be a terror organization that Joe Biden now seems to back with his support of what's going on in Gaza. All right, folks, abbreviated version today only because I'm feeling a little under the weather, but I appreciate you. Don't forget the website, grantstinchfield.com, grantstinchfield.com, Stinchfield1776 on all the social media platforms. I'll be doing the Real America's Voice show tonight. We'll talk a little bit more about this and more stores closing down. Why? How are the Democrats to blame for this? I'll explain it all tonight on Real America's Voice at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Thanks so much for watching, folks. We'll see you soon. Stinchfield's Army rolls, by the way.